It's time for the Area High School Football Game of the Week. Don't miss a snap of the season as your favorite team strives for a state football championship. Get ready. It's high school football coming up next with Justin Fluke on KNCA 103.9 FM, a service each week of our Kansaland Sports Boosters. Let's get ready to rumble with high school football as we go live to the stadium. Here is KNCA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Welcome to week three of the high school football season. But maybe more importantly, it is the final tune-up before district play begins. Tonight at Memorial Stadium, it's a big seven-league battle as the Holton Wildcats take on the Hiawatha Redhawks, and it's Hiawatha that has a 2-0 record on the season against the visiting Wildcats, who come in with a mark of 1-1. It's the coolest night we've had thus far on a Friday evening for high school football, and we welcome you to our broadcast with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by my partner Mike Tanking and Seth Tollefson tonight as well. We are streaming on six different platforms tonight. If I have these all straight and figured out, of course, live here on 103.9 KNZA, but we're also broadcasting worldwide and free with live video accompanying our audio play-by-play. You can watch it on the Hiawatha channel, new this year. You can watch it on the Holton channel. You can watch it on Rainbow Live, and you can also watch tonight's live broadcast and listen on the Facebook page for the Holton channel and the Facebook page for the Hiawatha channel. Six different methods to listen and view this game free and worldwide tonight. It's Hiawatha and Holton. And having said all that, Mike Tanking, we got some pressure on us tonight. This thing's all over the world on many different avenues here for a week three big seven league battle.
If you're not tuned in tonight, it sounds like a you problem, not an us problem, right? It should be a fun one here. There's a faculty appreciation night tonight here at Hiawatha, also a little cheer clinic night. So a big crowd here for the Redhawks here on the near side of the field, and a lot of excitement with a 2-0 start. The Wildcats of Holton come into town after a good win against Sabetha last week. They rebound after a week one loss to Nemaha Central with a 1-1 record. A lot of high expectations for the Holton Wildcats as they tune up for district play. And a lot of excitement here on the near sideline for Hiawatha with the 2-0 start.
A new district for Hiawatha, though, will start district play at Clay Center next week. Also have road trips to Concordia and Marysville with the home game against Straw Creek looming. Meanwhile, the Holton Wildcats start district play next week at home against Perry LeCompton, also in Class 3A. They only have road games at Jeff West and Royal Valley in their district with a home matchup against Topeka Hayden. But here tonight, the focus is on week three, the focus on improving, getting better, getting some things secured before the games mean a whole lot more starting in district play next week. We'll take a timeout on our pregame show, the broadcast exclusively brought to you by Rainbow Communications, providing the most reliable internet services throughout Northeast Kansas. And our pregame exclusive sponsor is Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. After this break, we'll come back. We will break down each, the Hiawatha Redhawks and the Holton Wildcats, for you as the live broadcast begins here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Horton. We offer all the services you would expect, like mobile and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers seven locations to serve you, and all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food, and all your friends are here.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Our studio engineer tonight is Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, and Seth Collison with you at Holton and Hiawatha here in week number three. Talk about the Holton Wildcats. Tank mentioned a week one loss to Nemaw Central, 35-28 in a back-and-forth game, but a good win last night against Dematha, 35-14. Tank, this is an experienced Holton team, especially senior class, guys that have been on the field a lot, and especially at the skill positions. I think Holton has some big playability this year. What else have you seen from 2 weeks from this Holton Wildcat team and things you think could be key for them here tonight?
I think key for them tonight and going forward, you know, we all know about the returning starters in the backfield. They had four returning starters, a quarterback, fullback, two tailbacks. The question mark comes up front, and do they come together as an offensive unit up front with that offensive line? A few more inexperienced guys there. They've got to continue to get better week in, week out, and how far they make a run in the playoffs this year could very well rely on their shoulders, those big guys up front for the Holton Wildcat offensive line.
Brooks Part is the head coach of Holton in his 26th season. He's just a few wins shy of 250 now in his career with Holton. He'll be in the white top unis tonight with the blue pants and the gray helmets for Coach Brooks Barta's 1-1 Wildcats. We are going to step away for another quick timeout. When we return, we'll talk a little bit about Hiawatha. We'll get Seth Tollison's thoughts on it as he's had the first two Hiawatha games broadcast on the all-new Hiawatha channel. We're also broadcasting live tonight on the Holton channel, both of those channel Facebook pages. We're on Rainbow Live, and of course here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KNZA. It is a beautiful evening. We've mentioned that. The sun already gone for the evening, it would appear. The temperature's fallen down close to 77 degrees, it looks like, here just prior to kickoff, so not quite as warm as it's been the last couple of Friday evenings. It's Holton and Hiawatha in a tradition that Holton has kind of dominated in football, going back 20 years since Holton has lost to Hiawatha in a high school football game. Had a couple big shutouts in 2019 and 2020, and last year the final score in this game was a little bit closer as Holton prevailed, but it was 48-14, the final score a season ago. Brand new game here tonight. Hiawatha and Holton, our pregame show will continue right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Dude, the game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium, Hiawatha, Kansas. It's Hiawatha and Holton here in week number three. Justin Fluke, Mike Tinking, and Seth Tollefson on the broadcast. And we bring in Seth right now. He's seen the first two Hiawatha games, victories at home against Royal Valley, 26-19, and then last week at Jeff West, 26-7. Obviously, the 2-0 start is great, Seth, and has to provide a little confidence for this Red Hawk team. But what's been the key to, I guess, that 2-0 start, and now what's the key to sustaining it going forward?
Well, obviously, it's been an interesting two games for Hiawatha, although 2-0. They've started out quick, both games. I mean, they've jumped out to quick leads, but then there's been different things happen in each game. The injury to Barnhill last week was huge for Hiawatha. It was just a turning point in both games in the first half that kind of allowed Jeff West and Royal Valley both to get back into those games and really, I mean, winnable games for both Jeff West and Royal Valley. So the thing going for Hiawatha this year is it's, yes, they have leadership, some older kids playing, but they have a very deep underclass as well. It's got sophomores and freshmen just all over the field in both games. So, like I said, there's just a lot of players. There's a lot of talent on this team coming together and playing a full, complete game. That's the missing piece right now.
Well, no doubt Hiawatha will need that complete full game and all the pieces to fall in place here tonight against the Holton Wildcats, the home Redhawks on the near sideline in their red top uniforms with the white numerals, letters, and pants. Their head coach is Michael Downard. It's his fourth season. And you talk about having some older players and having some leadership. You know, I think Coach Downard has been a huge key as well. Finally, some consistency in this program. They had Curtis Myers for 1 year. They had Ted Brown for 2 years. They rolled through a few coaches. So I think that consistency with Coach Downard has been here over five seasons now has certainly helped out. Holton winning the coin toss and choosing to receive. So it'll be the Wildcat offense on the field first tonight. A backfield with four individuals that might be as good as any in the state. All seniors. Quarterback Matt Lears, fullback Jace Boswell, a D1 commit, and tailback Garrison Booth and Jaden Fletcher. Booth is the big play guy. He has racked up 368 total yards in the first two games this season. Jackson Barrett Jr. and Charlie Gilliland, a senior, are the tight ends. Up front for Holton, a senior, Cooper Baxter at center, and Tyler Phillips is the other senior. Holton will start three juniors up front, Trevor Barnett, Abbott Hunley, who missed all of last year, and Dalton Roush, rounding out the Hiawatha starting lineup. You heard Seth Tollefson mention no Brant Barnhill tonight. Not only a huge loss as the starting quarterback for the Redhawks, but also one of the two safeties for this Hiawatha defense that has been very good in the first couple of games. Xavier Oldham is the kicker. In fact, we have the two best, I think, kickers in the Big 7 League tonight. Xavier Oldham for Hiawatha will put us in play, and Matt Lear is the kicker for Holton. It is Fletcher and Caleb Hernandez back to return this kick. Holton will move from left to right, from west to east, a low-line drive kick. It'll roll inside the 20, take a high hop. He picked up at the 7. On the return, it's Booth quickly at the 20, 25 at the 30, and up across the 35-yard line goes Gary Booth. We talked about the dynamic playmaking ability, and Hiawatha's defense will have to wrap up and secure the ball carriers here in this game. It's starting field position for Holton. They'll begin at their own 38-yard line.
And you mentioned Booth, Justin, coming off of a 13-carry, 244-yard night last week against Abetha. One touchdown, but three big runs of over 40 yards.
Peter Campbell and K.J. Holub are the defensive ends. Lucas Linares and Caden Johnson, some big size up front for Hiawatha. They show kind of a six-man front here on Holton's first play. A low snap to Lears in the pistol. It gives it to Booth, looking for some room, and gets maybe a couple yards across the 40 to the 41. Clyde Crane, starter for this Hiawatha defense. Their linebackers are really good. Xavier Oldham in the middle. Tyler Willick, just a sophomore, but started last year as a freshman. Braden Newell's going to be the safety back deep. The corners are Ashton Rocky and Josh Smith. Good corners as well. Here's the fake to the fullback right. Give to Fletcher left and a hole. Jaden at the 50 to the 40. One man to beat at the 30, and he gets past him at the 20. 10, takes it in. No, they're bringing it back and say Fletcher stepped out of bounds. Back at the 16-yard line, the counterplay to Jaden Fletcher, who is in no man's land with the safety Braden Newell. And the run goes for 43 yards on Holton's second play of the night.
It only took them two plays to get to the counter. Justin, is Hiawatha showing a five-man front. They've showed some four-man front, but obviously facing the wishbone of Holton and not the spread of Jeff West. The five-man front, Holton goes to the counter, and a big gain there by Fletcher.
Here's Boswell backing his way for a bit, now twisting down near the 11-yard line. And he'll gain 4 yards on first down. And it's second and six for Holton, moving left to right in the white top unis. Starters are out there. Baxter will snap it to Lears with that backfield of Boswell, Booth, and Fletcher. Holton's run three plays. This is their fourth. Another low snap to give right side. Fletcher through a hole at the five and into the end zone. Touchdown, Jaden Fletcher. The fourth play of the night. He almost broke a long one earlier, but this one he does get into the end zone. But the touchdown run of 12 yards, Holton up 6-0.
Yeah, the big play leads to a red zone opportunity for the Wildcats. They waste no time. The fullback and then back to Fletcher, the hot hand, who has two carries, now 55 yards in that touchdown run. The Wildcats get on the board first here tonight.
Extra point try from Matt Lears. We mentioned both good kickers. Lears is perfect, 9-for-9 on PATs this season. Caleb Hernandez, the holder, the good snap placement, and kick is up and through. So 7-0, Holton leads with 10:46 still to go here in the opening quarter. We'll take a timeout and return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
K-N-Z-A.
Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Seth Tollefson with you. Scoring drive for Holton covering 62 yards in just four plays. A 12-yard TD run by Jaden Fletcher, and the kick by Lears makes it 7-0. The scoring drive is presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. Lears now to kick for the first time today. It's Hiawatha wants the football, an end-over-end kick, taken on the run at the 15, then drops, slipping down, finally picking it up at the 18, and Caleb Hernandez downfield to tackle Ashton Rocky. He's one of the best returners in the Big 7, returned a punt, returned a kick last year for a touchdown on top of all of his offensive scores, but that time just kind of struggled handling it, and good job by Caleb Hernandez to get downfield and make the tackle.
Now, you mentioned his return abilities. Rocky took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown last week against Jeff West and had a really nice ball game himself in the Red Hawk win.
Hiawatha will start at their own 16-yard line. New quarterback, it's Tyler Willick, filling in for the injured Brant Barnhill, and wants to pass short in the flat. It's caught by Rocky, and he's hit, but gets a couple yards on the play. The outside backer makes the stop for Holton. That is Jaden Fletcher. Safe pass that took just a little bit of time there to develop. But we know Tyler Willick can wing it. He was the quarterback 7th and 8th grade and had a chance to win the starting job this year. We knew with him and Brant Barnhill, they'd both be starting guys. But which one would be quarterback? Well, Barnhill won the job, and rightfully so. He ran for over 500 yards and passed for over 700 last season. Gain of just over a yard on first down, though. Second down snap here for Hiawatha. A play-action pass. Plant, I don't know if it was deflected, but it was well short of the intended target, Josh Smith, who had a big game receiving for Hiawatha last week at Jeff West. But this incompletion will bring up a second and 9 with 9 minutes, 50 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
Looking for the slant there, but Charlie Gilliland running right at the quarterback, rushing in his face, was able to drop the QB as the ball was released, and the ball fell well short of the intended target.
Maverick Schaefer is the junior center. Beckett Potter and Memphis Wawelsick are the guards. Jose Valencia and Peter Campbell are the tackles for Hiawatha. They'll need to protect here. Third down and nine. Hiawatha's called two pass plays, and now encroachment penalty as a hard count. And Cooper Baxter, the nose guard for Holton, frustrated and upset as he jumped across the line. This will make it a more manageable third and four instead of third down and nine as the ball for the Hawks moved up to their own 23-yard line.
Good time for a hard count right there, and everybody stays still for Hiawatha. Holton jumps off sides and get a quick 5 yards. You said a third manageable now.
Smith to the near side. Josh Smith at the top. Rocky inside receiver along with Xavier Oldham. It's an empty backfield. Or no, there is one man, Monaghan, out there. Here's the pass play and flushed out of the pocket. It's some trouble dodging defenders. Now getting upfield, Willick. He gets the block, and he's got a first down. Broken ankle tackle. Near sideline at the 40. Willick out of bounds up across the 40-yard line to the 42. Man, I feel like he just ran a half a mile. He was juking and somehow avoiding all the white jerseys that quickly collapsed the pocket. And Willick, the magician, pulling a rabbit out of his hat. A huge conversion for the Hawks. And a big run by Tyler, the sophomore, for 18 yards and a first down.
Yeah, really good job by him. He had no time whatsoever. As soon as he dropped back to pass, he had guys in his face. And somehow nobody for the Wildcats took him down. And then he was able to evade two of potential tacklers around the first down sticks. And then get even more. 18 yards, a first down for the Red Hawks there first.
Dalton Roush, Abbott Hundley, Cooper Baxter, they're the three-down linemen. Now outside backers cheat up as well. Here's a give up the middle. And a couple yards on first down before Gary Booth makes the tackle. The ball carrier for Hiawatha, I might have to check with Seth, maybe a new number tonight. 44 wasn't on the original program. It was a gain of about 3.5 yards there on first down. Cameron Winder, the ball carrier there for Hiawatha, instead of number 66. He's got double fours instead of double sixes. He's a sophomore, 6 foot, 215 pounds, and now whistle from the near side before this snap and a timeout called by Hiawatha head coach Mike Downard. We'll take the timeout. All of our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, try the many different flavors of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. We return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Second quarter action continues with 9 minutes, first quarter action continues with 9 minutes to go. And it's 7-0 Holton with the lead. Hiawatha using a timeout, didn't like something there, but we'll have a second down and 7. And the ball here just shy of their own 42-yard line.
I think they were in danger of a delay of game as the play clock running down and take a timeout to save the 5-yard penalty.
Hand off up the middle again, and another good play across the 50 to the Holton 48. So a good push from that offensive line of the Red Hawks. And this time it's sophomore Josh Monaghan, 5'9", 175, getting the carry. Cameron Winder will check back in as Monaghan goes to the sideline. And it'll be a manageable third down and a couple yards here for Hiawatha, converted a third and four earlier.
It's very important for Hiawatha to stay a part of this game. They've got to keep the Holton off the field. Sustain drives, get ahead of the sticks, get yourself in third and short situations. And so far on this drive, they've been able to do that.
Tyler Willick under center. He's got receivers to each side. Man in motion, Oldham. Here's the quarterback run. Willick gets a first down, hit by Dalton Roush. I think forward progress will give him enough to the Holton 46-yard line. Indeed, they moved the sticks. Needed a couple and got three. Tyler Willick with a little quarterback curl play there back up the middle. And Hiawatha's 2-for-2 on third down. They'll keep it here, trailing by a score with just over 8 minutes to go in the first.
Kind of a flex bone look for Hiawatha, something Holton will see later on the season against Hayden. It's what Gerard ran last year in the playoffs. And a staple of that offense is just a quarterback follow-up. Fake to the fullback, and then he just follows him up about the what the Wildcats would call the three-hole, and it's a four-yard gain in the first down.
Gilliland and Phillips are the defensive ends in a five-man look defense for Holton. Here's a pass play, quick slant, incomplete. Josh Smith tried to scoop it, but it was, again, a little bit low on that slant route here on the near side, and it'll bring up second down and 10. Hernandez playing corner on this side, Ashton Schrick on the other. The linebackers are Boswell and Booth. The safeties are Lears and Fletcher.
That's a route that will be there for the Redhawks, it appears, as the Wildcats corners all play in, both play in about 8 to 9 yards off the ball, willing to give up the slant as long as they make the sure tackle, but unable to connect there as the pass is just a little bit low and out of his reach.
Second and 10 after the incompletion. We look again under center, man in motion, and a quarterback run. It has the option, but he's hit and tackled after a short gain. Jace Boswell led Holton in tackles in week two against Sabatha. Had a good game at the backer spot, and this time had his eyes on Willick, who only gained a yard. So third down and 9 from the Holton 44. I want that a third and 9 that became a third and 4 that they converted, and then converted a third and 2 a moment ago. This one will be a little bit longer as Monaghan and Smith return to the red hot huddle.
Last time they were in this third and long situation, they went hard count to get to a third and a more manageable situation. We'll see if they do the same thing here around midfield.
Third down, receiver each way. Oldham again in motion to the right. They fake a pitch to him. Willick wants to throw, and it's caught. Nice grab by Ashton Rocky for a first down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Ashton Schrick makes the tackle, but Ashton Rocky with a nice reception found a little bit of a seam there, and a nice throw by Willick to convert again on third and long.
Give him a gain of 17 yards on the pass and catch. Just a really nice touch pass there from Willick to Rocky, their leading receiver, who found a little opening in the zone coverage, was able to go up and catch the ball in his hands and then absorb the contact, and the Redhawks moved to sticks again.
Holton needed just a couple of plays, four plays in a couple of minutes to score, and Hiawatha putting a methodical drive together here. First down at the Holton 29, nearly midway point of the first quarter. And Willick wants to run, turns, and he's hit and tackled. That's a big stick that time by Abbott Hunley. Missed all of last year with an injury. Had been kind of a backer and a running back in his football career, but now playing O-line and D-line for the Wildcats. And that tackle by Hunley made right at the line of scrimmage.
A big hit there, and you got to think he's just going to get better and better this season. The more reps he gets at the varsity level, they ran a lot of plays behind him on the offensive side of the ball in week one against Nemaha Central. Really liked the matchup that he was part of on that side of the line of scrimmage, and you saw him doing a really nice job in week one. Again, only going to get better and better as the season goes on.
11th play of this drive. Caden Morton will go to the top, and Smith on the near side along with Rocky. Oldham again goes in motion, option play. Willick wants to keep, and on second and 10, he gets a yard or two. Matt Lears, Booth, and Baxter in there to make the tackle. Willick had found a little bit of room up the middle on some previous plays, but not much here. And so Hiawatha's converted 3 times on third down. We'll have another challenge here facing third down and nearly 9.
Willick already with 5 carries, 25 yards. He's 2 of 4 through the air for 19 yards, and it looks very calm and composed in his first varsity start.
Willick had a 19-yard carry on this drive as well to convert one third down. Here's third and 9. And Willick wants to pass. 3-step drop. Has some time. Now here comes pressure. He gets away from one. He's back at his 45. Throws it underneath. This ball's caught. And back to the original line of scrimmage goes Clyde Crane.
Alignment. And that's not going to be allowed. The flag is on the field.
Yeah, number 69 catching it is a pretty obvious penalty, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the ball came to him. What's he supposed to do? Catch it. Run.
But Willick was kind of running for his life. He was being chased there trying to avoid the sack.
This will be illegal touching.
They decline it, it's fourth down?
Correct.
And there's no gain on the play. The clock stops here for a moment. The officials discussing with 4 minutes, 38 seconds to go. Opening quarter, Holton ahead 7-0. Jackson Bear will come into the defensive line for the Cats.
Actually, the loss of down foul, Justin. So they'll get the 5-yard foul and loss of down. So it's fourth down.
Can't really punt it here because if it goes into the end zone or inside the 20, I mean, there's just not that much yards to gain. The ball is currently resting at the 34, so So despite it being fourth down and 15, it looks like Hiawatha will line up to go for it. Monaghan will be in the backfield. Oldham and Rocky are the two slot backs. Smith and Morton are the wide receivers. Fourth down. Willick back to pass. Here comes pressure from Jackson Bear. Willick wants to change direction. A lot of white jerseys. Throws it into the middle of the field. And it's caught. And trying to get a first down. Morton does. All the way to the 16. Wow. Another conversion. This time on fourth and long. And a fabulous catch there by Caden Morton of the Redhawks, who then needed about 3 or 4 yards with defenders draped on him to get the first down and keep the drive alive. He did just that, and the Redhawks are in the red zone.
18 yards, and once again, Willick in the backfield avoiding pressure. 5 Wildcats chasing him back there. Knew that it was fourth down, had nothing to lose there. You got to throw the football, and he did, and able to get a good play on the backside of that with a catch and a first down. The Redhawks' fourth first down of the drive.
This is the 14th play of the first Redhawk possession. With 3:35 to go here in the opening quarter, down 7-0, looking to tie it up. Three-step drop. Willick looks near side. Fade to Smith. He turns, catches, caught it, scored. Touchdown, Josh Smith. And that 14-play drive for Hiawatha that goes 84 yards results in 6 points on the pass play from Willick to Smith.
Couple of incredible plays on the offensive side, but then on first down, they go to the end zone, kind of a back shoulder throw, and it was Josh Smith that went up to catch the football, did a good job going up, contested, brought it down, and was able to hold on to the football as he hit the ground, and the Redhawks answer back. What an impressive drive for Hiawatha here at the end of the first quarter.
They converted a 3rd and 9. The extra point by Xavier Oldham is up and good, and we're tied 7-7. They converted a 3rd and 9, a 3rd and 2, another 3rd and 9, and then converted a 4th and 15 before they score in an impressive possession. We're all tied 7-7, and we're back in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Well, this kickoff will go out of bounds with 3:27 to go, first quarter, 7-7. We'll see if Holton accepts. Takes a pretty good starting field position. That Hiawatha drive again, though, 14 plays, 84 yards, and the touchdown pass from Willick to Josh Smith covered 16 yards to tie this game up. Holton is going to make Hiawatha kick it again. That scoring drive summary courtesy of Wilson Tire and Selection and Service Matter. Choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton. So now the Redhawks will have to kick at their own 35 after that previous boot went out of bounds.
You listed off all the third down conversions, the fourth down conversion. That's not the recipe for success, but it led to 7 points for the Redhawks. It kept the offense for Holton off the field, and for that drive, they'll certainly take it.
The drive started at 10:33, Tank. That was over a 7-minute drive that Hiawatha just put together. This kick will be returned from the 20 by Gary Booth. Between the hashes, 25-30. At the 35, 40. Up the middle at the 50. And there goes Gary. Bye-bye, Booth. Kickoff return of 81 yards, and Holton made Hiawatha kick it a second time after the penalty, and that is why big play Gary Booth, 81 yards, as Holton scores quickly again to retake the lead.
Pretty good wedge on the opening kickoff, and only one man to beat. They made the tackle, but this time a bigger wedge and a lot of running room for Gary Booth, one of the faster kids in the league, and he gets into the open field. Nobody catching 13 in the open field. The Wildcats answer right back with special teams and a touchdown by Booth.
Here's the look to stay perfect on PATs this season. Jaden Fletcher, one of the smallest guys out there, is the snapper for the Wildcats. 1-1, lost to Nemaha, but beat Sabetha last week. Here's the kick by Lears. It's up, it's good, and it's 14-7 as Holton reclaims the advantage here with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to go in this first quarter. We're going to keep it here as breaks have come quickly and remind you of a couple of our sponsors that we'll be talking about throughout the broadcast, and at the end of the game we'll select a lineman of the contest. It's brought to you by Giant Communications. For a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications will protect your blind side. Ask about whole home Wi-Fi to better your network experience from Giant Communications. Also, we'll pick a player to bank on tonight at the end of our broadcast. It's sponsored by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Citizens State Bank and Trust, player to bank on. That all is during the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up later tonight. Of course, Friday night means the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show as well, as we'll run you through all the area finals here in week number 3 across Northeast Kansas. Now, Holton's offense hasn't been on the field much in this first quarter, but they're up 14-7. They've only run 4 plays. Hiawatha's run 14, and they're about to get this football back. This time, Rocky will field it cleanly at the 15, and he'll give it on the end around to Willick, 25. Tyler at the 30. Boy, if that tackle wasn't made, he was going to get a lot more. Sophomore Kyler Jackson and also Zach Carlson, another sophomore. Young guys downfield on special teams there making the tackle for Holton.
Well, the Red Hawks with some success, and now they're back right on the field again with their offense. Let's see if they can get ahead of the sticks and, again, put some first downs together. The Wildcats got to feel like they're doing some terrific things to get Hiawatha into third and fourth and long, but they got to find a way to get off the field in those situations. They were unable to do so on the first drive.
Willick and company from the 32. He'll keep it, get some room. Ouch! Roush hit him hard, just shy of the 40. But Willick, again, just kind of weaving his way there between the tackles, and a great gain, almost 6 yards there on first down.
He is quick, and he's very slippery. You can see very shifty. His eyes are up, and really good athlete back there. Hiawatha's going to be in good hands with him behind under center the rest of the season.
Holton didn't really face running quarterbacks in week 1 or 2, so that's a little bit different look here and something they have to work on defensively tonight. Under 2.5 to go, first quarter still. Holton 14, Hiawatha 7. Second down give up the middle, and this is Cameron Winder getting a couple yards to be short of the first down. Jackson Fair. He looked the first down on forward progress, but I think just short here. It's going to be another third down, which for Hiawatha, I mean, even though it hasn't been comfortable, oh, they're moving the sticks.
Yeah. A line judge on this near side was trying to say, hey, it's further up, guys. Give me the spot. Use my foot. It's a first down. And finally they looked at him and they moved it up. So 4 yards for Winder and a first down.
Well, good things have happened for Hiawatha on third down. So, I mean, they wouldn't have minded a third and short, I don't think. They've made some terrific plays with their backs against the wall, having the football. First and 10, though, here at their own 43-yard line. Jay for the first man of the football. He will snap it. Holton showing a blitz. Give up the middle. And a couple yards. Now a big pile kind of pushed around at about the 47-yard line. Here's and Trevor Barnett. We're leading the push there. And it was a gain of almost 5 with that push there on first down. Clock will roll under a minute to go here in the first quarter with the snap of the next football. Receivers again to the left and right, and a couple wing backs for Hiawatha. One running back who gets the ball, and that's Winder hit this time right as he got the handoff, and he'll be tackled at the line of scrimmage. Tyler Phillips came through, Charlie Gilliland, and Jakari Washington also out there with some fresh legs on the defensive line. They call this about a loss of a yard on the play. And so from 2nd and 5, now it'll be 3rd down and 6. Hiawatha here at their own 47-yard line. Half minute to go in the quarter.
The thing with Holton, it seems like every year, those 3-down linemen on the defensive front, a lot of times early in the season, they'll rotate a lot of guys in that spot. They're giving a lot of guys an opportunity to earn the position and earn the important downs down the stretch. Keeps also fresh bodies in the game at this point.
So he's looking to pass. Quick slant this time. Caught by Smith for a first down. They ran that play 3 times, and Smith makes the catch as Willick delivered a good pitch that time. And the catch to the Holton 46-yard line. Another conversion for Hiawatha on 3rd down.
Yeah, said on the last drive, that's going to be there with that soft coverage. All you got to do is pitch and catch it. That time they got 7 yards and a first down.
Trying to get off one more play here at the end of the quarter. 3 seconds left. Willick looking over the defense, watching the clock, and he's not going to snap it. So one quarter played and a pretty good quarter of football between these Big 7 League squads in week number 3. We head to the second stanza with the score Holton 14 and Hiawatha 7. Redhawks ball across midfield when we return. This is a one-minute timeout here on the local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Anderson Meats at Troy's, your custom meat processing source when you need your livestock processed. They have openings as early as January, so give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by their locker facility just south of Troy on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats, where you'll receive top-notch service for your meat processing. Get your appointment for processing as early as January, and for you deer hunters this fall, remember that Anderson Meats can handle your deer processing. Again, give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by just south of Troy on Last Chance Road.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tanking and Seth Tollefson. We head towards the second quarter, 14-7. Holton with the lead. Our halftime show tonight will be sponsored by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. First down play. Willick wants to throw. Long pedal backwards, and now he throws, and it's tipped and then intercepted. Matt Lears picks off the pass with a couple deflections to himself. Willick on the rollout, underthrew it a bit. And Matthew Lears has his first INT of the season, a takeaway for the Holton D.
Once again, Willick was on the move, and he's been very accurate on the move, but this time didn't quite get it over the outstretched arms of Lears, and Lears just made a terrific athletic play, tipping the ball to himself and then coming away with the interception there at the 38-yard line.
Well, that's where Holton's offense will come back on the field just 7 seconds into the second quarter. They lead by 7 points. They've only ran 4 plays on offense. Here's Lears and company, double tight wishbone. Give it to the second man through, up and over goes Booth, and only gets about 4 yards, it looks like, to the 42-yard line. Tackle made by Caden Johnson, a junior. Iwata's got some big guys. Johnson, Linares. Couple guys around 300 pounds providing a big wall there up front. Here's the second down and 6 play for Holton. Moving right to left now. They give it to Booth. It's through the whole right side. Runs over a defender for a first down carry across the 50. And at the Hiawatha 49-yard line, will be tackled by Braden Newell, the Redhawk safety. Booth had 244 yards rushing last week against Sabetha. A lot of big plays, including the first one of the game that went for nearly 70. First and 10, Holton here, leading by a score into Hiawatha territory. They give it to Fletcher right side. He shifts free from a man and dives for another first down. Close to the 37-yard line of Hiawatha. Tackle made by Tyler Willick, playing the linebacker spot for the Redhawks. But Holton 4 plays on their first drive and scored, marching at 62 yards and now moving quickly again on this possession.
Averaging over 12 yards per touch here in the first half are the Wildcats.
Low snap. Lears picks it up, gives to the fullback, and Boswell gets good yardage down to the 30. Give him about 8 there on the first down play. The tackle is Cameron Winder for Hiawatha, and Holton with no huddle will get right back on the football, try to keep this tempo up as they check their left wrist for the play call from Lears and the sideline. Holton came into this game averaging 8.2 yards per carry. On second down and a short 3, here's a give left side, and Booth gets through. One man, he stiff-armed and takes it into the end zone. Gary Booth just pushing the defender out of his way and taking it in, a 30-yard touchdown run for Gary Booth, his second of the ninth, one on a kick return now on the offensive score.
Yeah, pretty straightforward stuff on that drive for the Holton Wildcats. Nothing but a lot of leads, fullback dives. There was no counters, not a lot of fakes, just straight ahead, run at you, see if you can stop us kind of offense, and big chunks of yards. Garrison Booth in the secondary is going to be problems for a lot of teams. He stiff-arms the last guy and trots into the end zone for a touchdown.
10 minutes and 14 seconds left to go in the half. The snap and extra point is up, and it is good. Lear's still perfect on the year. He's 3-for-3 tonight. And Holton is ahead by a 21-7 score. Another short drive. Holton has ran 8 plays. 4 to score on the first drive, 4 to score on the second drive, and they lead it 21-7. We'll take a timeout. We're back in half a minute. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tankin and Seth Tollefson. 21-7, Holton's lead, a four-play, 62-yard drive. Gary Booth taken at the final 30, and the Wildcats lead 21-7 on the road here in week three. 10:14 to go in this second quarter. Holton has now ran 8 offensive plays for 2 touchdowns and also has a kick return for a touchdown after Hiawatha's 14-play, 84-yard drive. Here's with the approach, and the kick is away. This one high, end over end. It'll be Rocky back inside his own 5, heading to the far sideline at the 10. Now at the 15, got free from one guy across the 20 and tackled by Kyler Jackson and Tucker Gilliland. Downfield, Gilliland is senior. And Hiawatha will get it back. A previous drive that ended in an interception. Certainly turnover is something the Redhawks can't have any more of tonight.
Total yardage pretty even so far, but that doesn't include the big kickoff return for a touchdown. It also doesn't include the turnover. Holton with 124 yards all on the ground on 9 carries. Hiawatha with 107 yards of offense, 60 of that through the air, 47 on the ground.
Up to the near side, Morton at the top, 1st and 10 for Hiawatha. Option play, Willick to keep, and he doesn't get much. 25 to the 26, gain of about 3. Drive starting at the 23 for Hiawatha with 10 minutes to go here in the second stanza. Jackson Bear, the tackler for the Wildcats. Hiawatha, unlike Holton, taking some time in between plays, in and out of the huddle. Chewed up 7 minutes to score a touchdown on their first possession. That's what they'd like to do, keep the Holton offense over on the sideline. Willick wanting to give it, now keeps it, a little bootleg around the left side. He's got some room and a first down, out of bounds, up to about the 37-yard line. Nice run there after kind of the read and the fake to the back. Willick around the far side for a Redhawk 1st and 10.
Just a read option out of the shotgun and put in the belly of the running back and then pull it out. Then get to the outside, and you see the speed. So we've seen the shiftiness. We've seen the ability to put some touch on his passes, some pretty good accuracy for the most part, and now you see the speed in the open field, an 11-yard gain and a first down. 8 carries, 45 yards for Tyler Willick here in the first half.
A little bit of breathing room up to their own 37-yard line. Hiawatha going left to right here in this second quarter, about 9:15 to go in the half. On first down now, Willick under the center, Schaefer. 3-step drop, wants to pass, he's set, he throws over the middle, tipped up in the air, caught off the deflection by Hiawatha, Josh Smith. It'll be a first down and a gain of about 12 up to the 49-yard line. A break that time as Holton tipped the football, but to give Josh Smith some credit, he's made some tough catches already in this game. Tremendous concentration off the deflection to reel that one in and move Hiawatha up to midfield.
I think it was the linebacker Trevor Barnett who had dropped back into coverage, and he leaped, tried to pick that thing off and then tipped it straight up in the air. And a lucky bounce there for Hiawatha. They'll take it. 12 yards and a first down. That's Josh Smith's 3rd catch for 35 yards. Hiawatha's 9th first down of the first half.
Receivers left and right. Couple slot backs give up the middle. Pouncing off the defender. Hard run by Cameron Winder. Looking 215-pound sophomore. About three tough yards. And takes it across midfield into Holton territory. Dalton Rauch hit on the stop for Holton. It'll bring up second down and seven. And Coach Mike Downard has to feel pretty good. I mean, Hiawatha's down 14 points, but no special team score and a turnover. Team's done a lot of really good things on the offensive end. Seth Thompson mentioned in our Highland Community College pregame that Hiawatha's played good in the first quarter, first half, gotten off to great starts this year. Second half hasn't been quite as well the first two games of the season. Here's some movement. The play blown dead as Rocky went in motion. And somebody for Holton jumped, but if they were drawn off sides by Hiawatha, maybe moving first.
Officials trying to discuss which way it is. Yeah. The line judge on this side would say an encroachment on the offense, and the white hat asked him three times, Are you sure? And then he got turned around. No, defense, yes. So it is against Holton.
So the gain on first down was about 4 yards. The penalty here is five, and Hiawatha's got second and one at the Wildcat 42. Josh Smith rejoins the huddle with 7:48 to go here till the break. Hiawatha looking for a score to kind of get back in this contest. Smith to the near side, Morton to the top. Morton's a nice target, by the way, 6'4", a junior on the top of the screen. Here's the snap. Willick wants to pass. That throws over the middle, and it's intercepted. Matt Lears again for the second time. Picked it off at the 30. He's at the 40, and around the near corner at the 50, he'll step out of bounds. But back-to-back possessions ending in INT, and it's Matthew Lears, the senior safety for the Wildcats, picking off a pair of passes.
The first one was more in the flats, and he made an athletic play. This time he was playing center field, watching the quarterback's eyes, and kind of baited Willick into that throw as Willick was trying to hit his receiver down the seam. Here steps in front of him, makes the easy interception, and returns it out to midfield for the Wildcats.
Now if Hiawatha is going to stay a part of this game, they're going to have to avoid some big plays here and make something happen on the defensive side. Lears will get the snap from Cooper Baxter in the pistol. He does. He hands it off. And, no, Fletcher actually got it faked to him. It's a pitch out to Booth. He's spun around and gets about 4 yards. He was chased down on that far side by K.J. Holub. Pretty good fake there. Fooled me, in fact, on the fake to Fletcher before Lears ran the option with Booth over on the far side.
Reached into the Wildcat backfield's brains at a very young age. Good fakes. You hear it in fifth and sixth grade tackle football.
From you?
Maybe.
Second down and six. Tank Boy, he'll be coming up in a few years. Here's a give to Booth again. Flag flies, but Gary's into the open. One man to beat at the 20. Newell dives and misses, and Booth takes it to the house. We'll see if this third rushing touchdown stands for Gary Booth or if this play is coming back. Flag at the 45.
Came in from the umpire. You've got to think this is probably against Holton, but we'll
looks
see.
Like that.
Yeah, they're moving back.
Olive appears to be a little bit injured as well. Lucas Linares is going to check in for him as KJ will kind of pick up the pace and kind of jog off the field. Looks like he'll be okay, but wipe off the score for Gary Booth and another long run as the penalty is coming back here against the Cats.
It's a chop block against Holton, which will be a
15-yard
penalty. They'll get to replay second down, but that's a high-low and changes the definition of that just a little bit this year. And the low part of the high-low is basically anything now below the waist, and so makes it a little tougher to double-team block. I mean, if you're going to double-team somebody, you got to make sure both guys are above the waist. 15-yard foul against the Wildcats there.
So now Holton will snap it at their own 40, and to get a first down, they need to get inside the Hiawatha 40. Wildcats leading it by 14 points, 6:48 to go here in the second quarter. Just 1 of 4 passing all season for Matthew Lears. He'll hand it again here and dive at a short gain, almost 5 yards there for J.J. Fletcher. As Monaghan is in on the tackle along with Willick for the Redhawks, and Holton has a very uncomfortable third down and 15 yards to go.
They've yet to throw a pass yet tonight.
Not the down they really want to throw on.
Not usually what they like to do. Wildcats like to throw on their terms, and this is certainly the defense's terms if they go to the air here.
Ja'Kari Washington is in to play fullback on third down and 15. Lears will fake to him and keep it. Little quarterback bootleg near side. He's at the Hiawatha 45 and has a first down. Runs over defender before he's finally bumped out of bounds. But third and 15, no problem, as QB 1-1 calls the number and gets around the near sideline to convert Holton all the way down to the Red Hawk 31.
24-yard gain by Matt Lears on the third down, a long play. And something the Wildcats did a lot of last year was using him in key situations. And early on this season, you know he's a threat to run the football, but they haven't made him do so a lot. You know, a couple carries each of the last couple weeks, but something he'll probably do a lot more of as the season wears on.
Counterplay Booth, big hole, cuts back to the middle, broke another tackle, 20, 15, spun at the 10, at the 5, steps over a defender, dives into the end zone. What a run by Gary Booth. Nobody could bring him down. A third touchdown of the night. Minus one called back earlier on this possession. And wow, he unemptied the bag of moves on that offensive scamper for the score, 31 yards to pay dirt.
That's something that we've talked about, you and I, on the Holton Channel the last couple weeks, that maybe a new element to Garrison Booth's game this season, and that is his physicality, his ability to break tackles, and maybe even a step faster than previous years. Just looks like a much improved running back. He was a good running back last year, but maybe even taking it to a whole nother level, as they say, this year. And that's a 31-yard touchdown run. He's now got 7 carries, 82 yards, and 2 scores. Oh, yeah, kickoff return for a touchdown as well.
Kick by Lears is good. Holton's lead now 28-7, and all three Holton offensive drives have gone 4 plays. The Holton offense has ran just 12 plays tonight, 4 times to score there from 50 yards out as Booth scampers in from 31. We're back for the kick in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster, at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Dustin Fluke alongside Mike Tankin, Seth Tollefson back at Memorial Stadium here in Hiawatha. 5:56 to go till halftime. Holton's latest drive, 4 plays, 50 yards, and Gary Booth, a 31-yard TD run. Scoring drive courtesy of Wilson Tire, Matt and Terry Wilson, and Selection and Service Matter, located in Holton. Here's a squib kick by Lears through the hands of one defender. It'll be picked up at the 15, and not much room for Ashton Rocky here on the near side as he goes out of bounds. Eli Hallauer and Cale Hine, couple juniors on special teams downfield for Holton. Now, Hiawatha's offense has done some good things, but what they've also done is thrown interceptions on their last 2 possessions. And now the Redhawks begin this drive trailing by 3 scores here at their own 22.
Yeah, that's The first one was maybe just a poorly executed throw, a physical mistake by the quarterback Willick for Hiawatha. The second one was a mental miscue. Tried to force it over the middle. Definitely not an open receiver in that situation. And Lears got the pick on the last one.
Willick to pass again. Now flushed out of the pocket and then hit hard by Jakari Washington. 89 introducing himself to Tyler Willick, as Washington came quickly and delivered a big hit on the quarterback. It's a loss of 11 yards on that stack, as Willick initially looked to the left and then kind of spun and was looking back to the right, and as he did, Washington was there for the sack.
He's been running away from rushers, it feels like, this entire half and has done a pretty good job of doing so, but that time Washington with maybe an extra step, more speed up front from Jack Washington, and he gets the sack.
Look under center, second and long, looking for the little screen. It's tossed out in the flat to Oldham. Xavier needing to make a man miss at the 10. He takes it up to about the 12. That's a gain of maybe 2 yards, and it's still going to be third and halfway to Highland here on this next snap.
Willick is 7 of 11 for 74 yards, but again, the 2 interceptions. That catch there by Oldham was his first catch.
Hiawatha is 4 of 5 on third down conversions. And the one time they didn't get it on third down, they converted on fourth. But this play is third down and 19 yards to go. Two receivers to the left. Oldham in the slot. Smith on the near side. Willick looking to throw. Pressure again. He's in trouble. Back inside his five. Surrounded by white jerseys. And he's going down. A sack. The ball came out. Holton celebrating a touchdown. But the play had been blown dead on a sack. Back inside the five-yard line. There was three or four different jerseys there. That time for the Wildcats, Willick didn't have much of a chance, and the Redhawks will have to punt here from their own end zone.
Yeah, Wildcats did a pretty good job of disguising their blitz, and they brought a lot of extra guys and really confused the offensive line for Hiawatha. Willick nowhere to go, and fortunate to hang on to the football as they'll now punt from deep inside their own territory. The punter will have his feet on the backside of that end zone.
Xavier Oldham. Not much real estate. Matt Lears awaiting at the Redhawk 40. Here's the punt away, and it's spiraling to the near side. Not very deep kick at all. We'll bounce short of the 30 and then roll across it to about the 32. So from the 4-yard line up to the 32, only about a 28-yard punt. And Holton, who hasn't needed many plays to score, will also now not need many yards as they start this drive, leading 28-7 at the Redhawk 32.
Wildcats now with 189 yards rushing, 14 carries, averaging over 13.5 a carry. Like a pretty well-oiled machine here in the first half offensively. Big running lanes up front.
Two sacks for the Holton defense on that previous possession. Holton's offense out there led by Lears, double tight, full wishbone. And Lears wants the pass. He's looking for Charlie Gilliland. Near sideline, ball high and over the head of CG, who had to limp off the field last week before Holton called a pass play. The senior tight end watched as junior Jackson Bear hauled in the 35-yard TD reception. That time Lears tried to hit his senior partner, but they have the ball fall incomplete. It'll be second and 10.
Pretty good coverage there for Hiawatha. I believe that was Connor Kettler in the backfield, defensive backfield there that was step for step with Gillen. Gillen maybe slowed up on his route just a little bit, but bottom line for Holton, when they run that play action, they'd like him to be wide open. He certainly wasn't.
Option play. Lears fakes the pitch. Flag down. Lears keeps it. 20, 15, 10. A juke and into the end zone he goes. This one may come back as well. But Matt Lears. Boy, Holton looks like Madden out there at times. Like they're just Gary Booth and Lears hitting the X button or the Y button or something and able to find their way downfield. But this one, like a previous run, will be coming back. Touchdown off the board on another Holton penalty at the 30-yard line.
Flag setting at the 30-yard line once again, and this is going to be an illegal block below the waist. So not a chop block, just an illegal block below the waist. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. They'll replay first down. So the high school rule on that, illegal block below the waist, you can block below the waist, but it has to be immediate with the snap, and it has to be on somebody that's also in the free blocking zone at the snap along with your lineman. So your running backs can never block below the waist. The linebacker should never get hit below the waist. If it's not immediate to snap, they're going to drop a flag on that. And it's something that actually NFHS has talked about, and it's been on the surveys the last couple of years, officials and coaches' opinions of the block itself. And you could see possibly it being something that they get rid of altogether. Mark Lentz has talked at the state level for Kansas that he certainly is in favor of the block below the waist because he feels it gives younger and smaller guys an opportunity to compete against bigger guys.
There's the counter play on second and long. Caleb Hernandez getting a carry. Tackled by Ashton Rocky. The first contact made by Tyler Willick. And a short gain of just a few yards there for Hernandez. Rylan Ammon was in there for a couple plays on the offensive line. He missed last week with an injury, but he's back out there tonight. In fact, Holton has about everybody except Brody Page on varsity. They're really banged up in the younger classes. Now facing a third down and about 16. Hiawatha threw the incompletion on first down, so the penalty was on second down. They did it over. Now on third down, Lear's in trouble. Rolls out the pass. He sets. He flips it. And a dive and a miss as Gilliland was moving across the field. But Lear's had a couple of red jerseys chasing him there. As somebody missed a block, and now to be fourth down and 16 from the 38-yard line of the Redhawks.
That time he had an open receiver, but unfortunately he was trying to evade a rush and had to throw the ball on the run, and he missed his receiver. Wildcats will go ahead and punt the football here on fourth and
17 yards to go. Well, if it goes into the end zone, they're only going to gain a few yards. We'll see if Lears can pin him deep. Hiawatha does have a return man as we're at 2:32 to go here in this first half. Holton leading at 28-7. A little bit of a high snap. Lears gets it and kicks it. Good hang time. It'll be a fair catch. And he bobbled it and dropped it. And Jaden Fletcher picks it up and scores. Yeah,
he won't be able to advance that. And so they should bring this back to the 2-yard line. You can't advance a muff if they rule it properly. The Whitehats coming in, they're going to go ahead and mark it back at the 2, but it will be the Wildcats football if they do this right.
The punt was a little bit higher and deeper than I think Ashton Rocky expected as he was backpedaling there at the last moment and had it kind of ricochet off his shoulder pads. So Holton's got it at the 2-yard line here after a Hiawatha muffed punt.
Good job there by the officiating crew to get it right. Initially, the back judge put his hands in the air as a touchdown, but luckily they had a beanbag on the spot to mark where that muff happened, and that'll be another turnover for Hiawatha on the special teams unit.
Third turnover for the Redhawks. So Holton scored once on special teams and getting a break here. Lears from the 2, a look to pass, steps back, floats it, far side, wide open, caught, touchdown. Matt Lears finding Jackson Bear for the second week in a row. The Holton Jr. with a 2-yard TD reception. Wildcats threw for over 140 yards last year in the week 4 contest against Hiawatha. First completed pass of the night here, the 2-yard TD to Jackson Bear.
Play action down at the goal line and wide open in the end zone. The Wildcats take advantage of the miscue by the Hiawatha special team and extend their lead.
Lears will try to stay perfect. Oh, he has to pick it up. It was a bad snap. Matt rolling out, looking for a 2-point conversion. Pass back across his body, and Charlie Gillen didn't have enough room there in the back of the end zone. So no kick, officially a bad snap, and a no-good 2-point try. And the score is 34-7. Holton leading Hiawatha with 2 minutes 18 seconds to go here in the second stanza. We'll return. More action to follow in Week 3. Big 7 League Football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Well, a couple bad breaks here for Hiawatha, and Holton's increased the lead 34-7. A couple interceptions, then a couple sacks, and then a muffed punt, and Holton has capitalized and now scored about every time they've had a possession, once on special teams. Here's the Lears kick that's going to go into and through the back of the end zone. Lears isn't the only safety that's a pretty good kicker, but I guess Reed didn't get a chance to kick for the Chiefs last night as they went and signed a free agent. Huh?
I was okay with that. I'd like to not see our high-dollar NFL safety having to kick as well. The last thing you need is him to turn an ankle or something on a kickoff. But, yeah, how about him kicking it through the uprights on a kickoff and nailing an extra point? That was fun in week 1.
I want the football from their own 20. A couple of timeouts left and 2 minutes and 18 seconds, but now trailing by 4 scores. This was a 7-7 game with 3:27 to go in the opening quarter. Holton led 14-7 heading into the second quarter, but now they've turned it on here and ballooned the lead up pretty quickly. Willick wanting to pass. Quick drop through behind one receiver, but another one's there. It's caught. Rocky breaks a tackle and gets about 6, maybe 7 yards. So one receiver went on the quick slant, which they've been using a lot tonight, and then they kind of snuck Rocky on a little curl out there on the near flat. Nice catch by Rocky. Good toss by Willick, and a gain of 5 on first down.
Good safe route. Good catch and 5-yard gain. 8 of 12 for 79 yards is Willick. That's Rocky's third catch for 24 yards.
Tucker Gilliland and Eli Hallauer, a couple backup corners, are in for the Holton D. Here's 2nd and 5. Willick will give up the middle, and rumbling his way is Cameron Winder. That kick could be a force the next couple of years. I'm impressed with what I've seen from against him as a sophomore. He was not wearing a running back jersey, but because of some injuries and some shiftiness, put on a different jersey and had some success last week. And now here he is in the varsity game and picking up a first down for Hiawatha on that play.
Tremendous size, listed at 6'2", 215, and just a sophomore. Definitely a kid that to pay attention to the next couple years for Hiawatha.
Morton to the top, receivers each way on first down. Willick to pass again in the pocket, in some trouble, hit by Washington, and he did get about a yard. It won't be a sack. Jakari Washington had one earlier. This time Willick able to gain just about a yard up to the 31. It'll be second down, but time becoming a factor as the clock rolls under 55 seconds to go here in the first half. Hiawatha will get the football to begin the third quarter.
Sam Miller out there at an outside backer position for the Wildcats. Boswell still in there at middle backer. Boswell and Booth at the backer spots for Holton.
Second down play. Willick again wanting to pass. Throws it deep down the near sideline for Smith and barely missed it. Man, Eli Hallauer was step for step, but pretty good pass. Just barely out in front of Josh Smith. He's had a great first half, but couldn't reel that one in. Kind of like taking the shot, though. Had some one-on-one coverage up the near side.
Yeah, didn't really have a ton of separation. Hallauer was there step for step, but Hallauer never turned to find the football. And really close shot there for Hiawatha.
Third down and about 9. The clock stops on the incompletion with 27 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Get you some scoring updates throughout the night as well. They're all brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Get you a lot of scoring updates coming up here at the break. 3rd and 9 for the Hawks. At their own 31, they'll give it up the middle. And Jace Boswell bear hugs the running back, I believe Monaghan that time, getting the carry. Yep, another sophomore for this Hiawatha team. And nobody calls a timeout. That's going to take us to intermission. Fourth down, and unless Holt calls a timeout, it doesn't look like they will. Hiawatha will not have to punt or run another play. Our score at the break going to be Holton Wildcats 34, Hiawatha Redhawks 7. A lot to discuss. Our first half stats from the Optimized Tax Management Group and much more coming up here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Halftime is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for?